And today we're going to consider this topic of blessings. And since we are still halfway through Chinese New Year, and I thought it would be good for us to consider what these blessings would be and how God's word can be applied to our hearts. So first and foremost, a blessed Chinese New Year to all Chinese worshippers. And in the Chinese, the Christian Chinese way of greeting is 新年蒙恩, right? But we all know that in the usual Chinese greeting outside that you will hear both in the on TV or in the shopping malls, and they have a lot of wishing each other blessings for something very different from what we Christians would wish each other for. And what is this thing, this greeting, the traditional Chinese greeting? It is 五福临门. You must be wondering, is my Chinese that good? No, my Chinese is only as good as yours. But 五福临门 is basically five blessings that traditional Chinese people like to wish upon each other when they meet each other for Chinese New Year. And also, it encapsulates all the 恭喜发财 and everything. So that is 五福临门. And the five blessings which the Chinese tradition is talking about, it's five: longevity, wealth, health, virtue, that is moral good, and a natural, peaceful death. You might be wondering, how come there are bats? Well, in Chinese tradition, when they wish each other, because of the word fu, which means blessings, and there is another animal that has a similar pronunciation that ends with that, and that is the bat. And the bat in Mandarin is bian fu. Wow. Bian fu, so that fu sounds like blessing. And trust the Chinese culture. They will think that if it sounds like that, it will be blessings, and let us have a lot of bats. Do you remember how we get the COVID-19? You want to welcome the bats? Let all the bats fly around us. So that Wu Fu is like five aspects of the bats coming in to your house and fill your house. So that's longevity, wealth, health, virtue, that's moral good, and natural, peaceful death. So let me go through every one of them and try to understand why the Chinese culture want to have this five blessings, that is 五福临门. The first one is longevity. And longevity, basically, in the Chinese tradition, Chinese culture, don't live long life, if possible, forever and ever. So they'll wish each other when they meet, especially on Chinese New Year. So the first emperor of China, and we all know, his name is Qin Shi Huang. So that emperor, remember the Terracotta Army? Now, the China's first emperor launched an obsessive search for the elixir of life before dying at age 49. That's so much for wishing, you know, longevity. 49, died in 210 BC. So this Qin Shi Huang, that is the first emperor of China, who was that mighty emperor, and he created the world-famous Terracotta Army, ordered a nationwide hunt for the mythical potion. Mythical potion. Once you drink that potion, you will live forever. The quest is mentioned in 2,000-year-old texts written on thousands of wooden slats. Wooden slats is basically that strips of wood joined together. It's like a book written on that, used in China. And they were found in 2002. It's only recently that they found it. At the bottom of a well. in central Hunan province, and the writings contain an executive order issued by the emperor. And when the emperor sent it to the various regions, sort of awkward replies from regional governments who had failed to find the key to eternal life, and therefore they couldn't find it. And Qin Shi Huang's terracotta warriors were further evidence of how seriously he took mortality. The 8,000 soldiers depicted in his armies, including horses and chariots, when he died, they were arranged in this huge mausoleum to protect the emperor in the afterlife. So he died. So much for wishing for longevity. And when he died, the account was that they were so embarrassed because he did not find that potion, that elixir of life, and he has to be brought back to the capital city. And he would have rotten and would have smelled. And so they use a lot of salted fish, that is gamhe, and put it near him so that the people will not think that the smell came from him. So much for longevity. So check, this blessing doesn't work, even for the most powerful Chinese king. Then second, wealth. And wish each other wealth in the Chinese tradition, especially that god of wealth. You will hear in the songs all the Taishan year, and when you go to Gardens by the Bay, you will see all those things down there, the river Hongbao, and honestly, they look quite big. Maybe as tall as the Nebuchadnezzar's kind of statue, and palatial houses, and to say that I wish you have bungalows, I wish you have new cars, I wish you have wealth, have a lot of pride, have a lot of money, and make more money. Well, Chinese all over the world love to make money, isn't it? That's why it is said that gambling is in the blood. And that's why the biggest one, the biggest place of gambling, you know where it is. It's Macau. And so all the gongxi fa cai and all the wealth. So cai is basically talking about wealth. And giving of oranges. Today when we give you oranges, it's meant for you to eat. For the Chinese culture, to give you oranges means the oranges look like gold. And I wish you gold. And I wish you cheng, that is success. And eating dumplings, for us is eating dumplings. We'll be eating dim sum, eating dumplings. But in the Chinese culture, it resembles gold ingots while you're eating gold bar, gold ingots. And the more you have it in your body, the richer you will be. So, about the nian gao and that the sticky kind of glutinous rice cake, and it's about promotion, and also to glue the mouth of the kitchen god so that he will not bring gossips to the god above. A lot of these things, a lot of superstition, all wrapped up in this wealth. And also fish, talking about abundance of wealth. Yet, we all know that even looking at situations in life. Looking at situations in life. There was this author by his name is Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is an author and he sold this very, very big seller in New York Times, The Total Money Makeover. And what did Dave Ramsey say? He said, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have. To impress people we don't like. That is quite pathetic, isn't it? With all this rushing to get all the wealth in the world. October 25th, 2022. That was only a few months ago. And Chicago, biggest news in America. Chicago man secretly, well, died. Died, which means secretly died, means no one knew that he died. And he left how much? He left $11 million. And what happened? Since he has no will, it was an intestate succession and distribute it to whosoever they can find that are next of kin associated with this man, 119 distant relatives that never knew him, got his money. $11 million. And this $11 million, his name is Joseph Stancak, left behind when he died, marks the highest unclaimed estate in the United States of America. So check, all the wealth on earth is left behind. 100% is left behind. So of course, we also know that God's word says in Ecclesiastes 2:18-19, "Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This also is vanity." So much for the wishing and blessing you with lots of wealth and chasing after money. The third thing that in the Chinese tradition that we wish each other is about health. And there's nothing wrong with having good health, but we all should know that the obsession by all means, what kind of food, what kind of exercise, a lot of things. Healthy is good, nothing wrong in itself, but it's for this life only. Even how healthy we could be, we will 100% die. Example, Dr. Atkins. Some of us may know of the Atkin diet. Don't eat so much carb. That comes from Atkins. Don't eat rice. Don't eat bread. Don't eat noodles. You'll get fat. All right. Dr. Atkins, a cardiologist, the Atkins low-carb diet to lose weight and remain healthy. What happened to Dr. Atkins? On April 8th, 2003, Dr. Atkins, walked in New York City, fell down, hit his head on an icy New York sidewalk. It was ice, and the black ice, he stepped on it, hit the head, where he underwent surgery to remove a blood clot from his brain, but fell into coma, and he died on April 17 at age 72. Dr. Atkins was very healthy, and he was a healthy corpse. Do you want to be a healthy corpse? So it doesn't mean that after this, you go and gorge yourself all kinds of food. I know that lunch is coming soon. But is this the kind of blessing? Later on, we'll see from God's word, there is much better blessings. Queen Elizabeth, we all know, she has the best doctors in the world. But all of us know, sadly, she died. But thank God that Queen Elizabeth believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, absent from the body, and she's present with the Lord. So our body breaks down, cancer, heart failure, it leads to death. We do not know when we were born, when we will be born, and we will not know when we will die. So these are the two dates that God already knows. So that's the ultimate. So check, health is good, but for this life only, and eventually still die. Then the next blessing that the Chinese culture would like to wish each other in this wufu, linmen, is virtue, that is moral good. Must be a good boy, must be a good girl. Do good, do philanthropy, do more, give more, to gain points to heaven. Long time ago, Emperor Wu, that is 464 BC, proudly told an esteemed Buddhist monk, "I made a lot of temples, copied the classics, and helped many monks. How much merits I have accumulated?" The monk bluntly replied, "None." Some of you have been to Johor Bahru. Well, that's my hometown, Johor Bahru. And there are a lot of beggars in Johor Bahru. Most of them are fake. So the Straits Times did a survey How much do the beggars earn? How much do the beggars collect, especially from Singaporeans, who will give, give, give. The more I give, the more I get, I do good. And therefore, the more I buy the ticket to heaven. And I've seen a lot of, especially retirees, old men, will just put money into the bowls or into the, whatever container of the beggars. In Johor Bahru, Straits Times, and it was already published, the average collection per month of beggars in Johor Bahru is ringgit, 10,000 ringgit per month. Give lah. Like this Buddhist monk say that, how did I get any of this points? Even the monk told the emperor, none. Okay. So check, good works and good morality is relative compared to whom and won't buy you a ticket to heaven. And certainly will not buy that potion, elixir of life. The last one that is on peaceful death. Oh, I want to die peacefully. No cancer. I want to die in my sleep. Well, that's fine. Life on earth is all there is. End of life on earth. Nothing life, nothing about life after the earth. It is a good thing to die peacefully, no doubt. But please remember, the moment you die, and after that, make sure that it is not nightmare. Because that nightmare is hell. So be very, very sure today as we're going to go through what would be the best blessings from the Lord. So as we said just now, the Chinese word fu, it's blessing, and it sounds like the bat, which is bian fu. And so welcome the bats and welcome them into our home. Don't do that, okay? You might just get something more than COVID-19. So researchers studying the origins of deadly viruses concluded way before COVID-19 pandemic that Marburg, Ebola, severe acute respiratory syndrome have all been linked to bats, leading some scientists to argue that something about the mysterious mammals makes them especially likely to harbor viruses dangerous to humans. And in the traditional Chinese culture, we have this Wu Fu Li Men, the bats. And you can see it also in museum. If we have the next picture of the Ming Dynasty vase, what animal do you see there? Bats! Welcome, the bats! All because it sounds like the word fu, which is blessing. So, let us have a reality check on what was the original meaning of that Chinese word fu. So we have that next slide. Yes, you may say that, I don't understand this. This looked too ancient to be true. And of course, it has changed over time. And then you would recognize this word, the modern one. Yes, that's fu. So the original one has now become simplified to this. And what does a simplification mean? Next. There you are. That simplification for you and I to understand. On the left-hand side, that word is God. That is Shen. That is God. And on the right-hand side, it is Yikou, and then with a Tian. So it's one person in a garden. Now, does that remind you of something, Yushin? Does that remind you of something? Adam, created by God in the Garden of Eden. God and with one person in the garden. And then if you were to take that one person in the garden alone, I don't think this has a picture, but if it's taken just alone, In the Chinese word, Chinese character, it means cai, which is wealth, but wealth without the word, without the prefix God. So, here you are. We're not talking about bats, certainly, but even in the pictogram, when the good old Chinese forefathers wrote the word blessing, they actually mean the blessing from God. It is not from the bats. It is from God. So that is one reality check of what the original intent of that word might be. So now, let us now go into what God would say for us, what kind of blessings God would give us. And we want to read in Ephesians chapter 1. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. And here reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Who wrote this? Paul the Apostle wrote to the people in Ephesus. Some of us will be going to the Greece-Turkey trip. We'll be going to the city, old city called Ephesus. And the people in Ephesus are called Ephesians. So Paul wrote this letter to them. And the Ephesians, and in those days, they were very much under the Roman rule. And under Roman rule, that's a lot of Roman law. And so Paul is also writing this for the people to understand what it means, that great blessing. Verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Blessed be the God means we praise God. It is not that we go and bless God. I mean, who are we to go and give blessings to God? But we praise God. We adore God. We honor and worship God. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings." And where are those spiritual blessings? In heavenly places. In heaven. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, Paul the Apostle said in God's Word that your blessings are already secured in heaven. That is wonderful. Certainly not from the bats, and it's from God. And it's stored not in places that can be destroyed, but it is in heaven. So with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ. And we do not have God's blessings apart from Christ. It is in Christ. So, verse 4. "According as he hath chosen us." It's God who hath chosen us. We have no moral good that God would choose us. God chose us out of his own free will and good will because he loves us. "According as he hath chosen us," not that we have chosen him, but he has chosen us. "He has chosen us in him," when? "Before the foundation of the world." Oh, that is a wonderful blessing that each and every one of us should have. "God chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him." That we should be holy and without blame before him. "That all our sins will be forgiven." And when our sins are forgiven, we will be accepted in heaven. And we will have this passport to go to heaven. And our passport will not expire. And once you have that passport in Christ, that passport is with you eternally. And we will stand holy and without blame before him because we are in Christ. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the robe of righteousness. that when God sees us, God sees the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are sinners saved by grace. We put on the robe of righteousness because Christ is holy, 100% God, 100% man. He is without sin. And when we believed in him, his blood washed us clean from our sins. Basically, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, and continuing from verse 4, and in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption. Predestinated us, already marked us out, specially for this blessing. Then you say that, am I predestinated to know the Lord Jesus Christ? The mere fact that you are in this room listening to this exposition of God's word, the mere fact that you are seated down there and with your ears hearing the words that are from God's word, God has a special blessing for you. God wants you to be in Christ. So don't have to ask, am I predestinated? Am I chosen? The moment you are here, you have listened to God's word, respond to say that, amen, I want it. Having predestinated, and of course God does that in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. The Roman law, the Roman society understood what is the meaning of adoption. Now over here in Singapore, we understand this adoption by, if you don't have a child, you're going to adopt a baby. And especially when the baby still do not know that you are not the real parents, and you want me to change the birth cert so that when you bring the baby over, the baby is like yours. That's usually the adoption that we have in Singapore. But the adoption in the Roman culture and the Roman law, you can adopt a person who is life size, who is an adult. Why? Because that person has been so wonderful to you that you want that person to have your inheritance. And some of us have watched the movie called Ben-Hur, Son of Hur. Ben-Hur. I guess the senior ones in our midst would have watched that. And Ben-Hur was rower in that big ship. And the big ship capsized. And there was a Roman commander, Arius. And Arius' own son died. And Arius adopted Ben-Hur to be his son and to take on his heir. And Ben-Hur, in understanding the importance of that adoption, took away his signet ring and adopted the new father, which is Arius. And he, Ben-Hur, becomes the young Arius. So in a sense, when we see the Roman culture and the Roman law, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, God adopted us. And if God adopted us, it's not because of what we do, it's not because of how good we are, but God adopted us to be his child. And once we're adopted to be in God's family, we are blessed by God. And God will bless us with his inheritance whom we share with Christ. And who are we? And that is an amazing grace. We do not deserve that at all. Unmerited favor from God. And according to the good pleasure of his will, of God's will, not our will. And verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. It is his grace, our heavenly Father. It is his grace. We do not deserve that at all. And I'd like to add verse 7, if our PA crew could put in verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, in whom we have redemption through the blood. We are redeemed. We are slaves. We owe the money. We owe the debt we cannot pay. But God redeemed us. God paid it all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ took upon him our sins. And that is the meaning of this word, the forgiveness of sins. Think of it this way, that I have sinned and I am me standing here. God take away that sin away from me. And that is the forgiveness of sins. And where does it put? Put it on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ had to bear the penalty of my sin and he died. He was crucified on the cross for you and for me. He died and was buried, and on the third day he rose again. Victorious, O death, where is your sting? So here in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And what an amazing grace that will be. And because of this, our Lord God Almighty, he guarantees our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that blessed assurance. So, now if we were to put that into that five blessings whom we are wishing each other during Chinese New Year. So first, let us look at longevity. Can we have longevity? Definitely. Not like the first emperor of China that went around, couldn't get it, and died at the age of 49. But for Christians, we have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16, we are so familiar with this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a blessing we can give to our friends by giving them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Longevity. Second is wealth. They said, what about wealth? Well, we would help the people whom we want to bless, whom we want to say all the nice words, to tell them godliness with contentment is great gain. It is contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain, not the amount of wealth. And that's very important. It's quantity versus contentment. So you have story of people with greed, of scam. Wealth alone cannot buy eternal life, and wealth alone cannot buy true happiness. So godliness with contentment is great gain. And so we look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 5 to 10, which is a familiar verses about how we should have our perspectives about wealth. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, as if the more you have, the more godly you are. God says, no. Paul wrote to Timothy and tell Timothy to tell his congregation, no, don't suppose that gain of wealth is godliness. From such, withdraw thyself. This is the word of God. God is our creator. He knows us in and out, and he knows us more than we know ourselves. And we will think that having greater gain, greater wealth, earning more money, scam people, as if that is godliness. No. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. And what does God's word say about our perspective of wealth? But godliness with contentment is great gain. God knows how much we need, and God will provide for us. And in everything, give thanks. And even the food that is before you, give thanks. The home that is before you, give thanks. The job that is before you, give thanks. God, I want greater wealth. I want greater promotion. And I've heard the songs in Chinese New Year to say that I must have a new car, I must have a new house. God says that godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. God has to remind us that. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. Nothing. Zero. Remember the American guy in Chicago? And having food and raiment, having food and clothing, and let us be therewith content. Contentment. God asks, tell us that joy, that happiness is in contentment. But verse 9, here it is, that if we want to follow about clamoring for wealth, but they that will be rich, what is the meaning of they that will be rich? They that desire to be rich, they that clamor to be rich, they that do all means and ways, by hook or by crook, they will be rich, they desire to be rich, they want to be rich. And what happened? They will fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. You will hear people telling the Christians, ha, money. For you think that money is the root of all evil. No, we didn't say that money is the root of all evil. We say that the love of money is the root of all evil. That's what God's word says. God knows that we need money. God will provide us with sufficient. But the love of money, that clamor to be heap more and more and more, the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, even Christians, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Many, many sorrows. And just like that Chicago man, after clamoring of all that 11 million, left it all behind, and the state gave it to people whom he didn't even know exist, his next of kin. And you must have heard of many other stories yourself too, of how people have accumulated wealth and in the end, and really try to accumulate and maybe even try to be stingy in his lifetime and died and is left to others or even left to some kind of foundation which this person has no control over. So we come to see what God wants us to understand about the perspective of wealth. Proverbs 30, from verses 7 to 9. Two things have I required of thee. Basically, a prayer to God. Deny me them not before I die, God. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or, can someone close the door? Yes, thank you. Or who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. So basically ask God, neither poverty nor riches. God knows how much we need. Not how much we desire and the love of money, for that will lead us only to sorrows. So that is about wealth. What about health? How do we wish blessings of health to others? Effects of sin on earth? We know heaven, we have no more illness and tears. Our body is dying on earth, but in heaven, no more tears, sorrows, or sickness. We wish them heaven. We wish them salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see that in Psalm 90, from verses 9 to 12. And I read to you. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We span our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. 70 is 60. and 10 means 70. So the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength, if you have still that strength, they be 80, that is 4 times 20, 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We will grow old. Each and every one of us will grow old. I know that someone even mentioned that I got a nightmare. What is your nightmare? I got dementia. How do you know? Because I forgot where I stay. All of us will grow old. Now, that blessings that God would want to give, God wants us to have this reality check in our lives about the 70 and 80. Now you say that, with our modern kind of living, we can prolong our life. So researchers found out the median life expectancy in Asian countries. So the group of researchers done for Asian countries, China, Southeast Asia, Japan, Indonesia, all this combined together, the median life expectancy in Asian countries in 2014. What was that median age? This researchers found this, and it was published in scholarly publication. And they did not even think of Psalm 90 verses 9 to 12. That median age was 78 years old. God says between 70 and 80. The median age, the researchers found out in 2014, was 78 years old. So we must apply our hearts unto wisdom. So in Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4, we want the blessings to others to know Christ. Why? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. I'd like to emphasize verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Wipe all tears from their eyes, meaning that we do have tears when we are on earth, of course. We are growing old. We've got dementia. We've got cancer. So many other illnesses that will come due to old age. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. No more pain. For the former things are passed away. All those things that we suffer on earth are passed away because we are in heaven. And isn't that a wonderful blessing? And this blessing will be real, and it will be guaranteed by God himself if we believe in God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior. So the next one is about moral good. About virtue, moral good. What does God say? Well, there's no one righteous enough to enter heaven. We're all sinners, saved by grace, but no one righteous enough to enter heaven. All our righteousness are filthy rags, are dirty rags that, like, you wipe the table, you wipe the floor. Dirty rags. Yes, we bear fruits of salvation, not to gain salvation through good works. But of course, after salvation, we will manifest good works because our Lord Jesus Christ is also in the business of doing good to others. But more importantly, after we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. So Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So emperors of China, don't have to try, because you can't do it. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. None of us can do all those good things and earn our brownie points and go to heaven. We can't, because those brownie points that we get will not lead us to heaven. It will not, because God won't accept it. So, moral good, no one righteous enough to enter heaven. So, what about peaceful death? We want to die in our sleep. Peaceful death. Without Christ, it's hell after death. It's not peaceful death. It's going to be a nightmare. But with Christ, it's heaven, because death has lost its sting. 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord in heaven. Isn't that a wonderful blessing to people whom we want to bless? That is absent from the body and present with the Lord. So, blessings have many, many facets in the scriptures. It has also a sense of praise, saluting those who love and fear the Lord, those who find salvation and fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right from Genesis to Revelation, all the aspects of blessings have got to do with this in Christ. And therefore, how shall we greet one another in Chinese New Year? So as we have learned some words in Tagalog, you can also learn some words in Mandarin. Xingnian Meng En. Oh, what is that? Xing Nian Meng En means New Year, that is Xing Nian. Meng En, receive grace. Receive God's grace. May you receive grace of God in the New Year. So when you go out there, I don't want to hear you saying Gong Xi Fa Tai. It is Xing Nian Meng En. It is grace from God. Blessings, God's blessings to you. Now, in God's original design and creation for His creatures, we are His creatures. It is for us to experience prosperity, peace, fulfillment. But that design was ruined when sin entered into the world. When Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. I mean, you can blame it all on Adam, but too bad, we are all born sinners. We need to get back in the Lord Jesus Christ. So statements of blessing are a wish for God to restore His favor on others, or a declaration of His inherent goodness. And the ultimate blessing that God has given is new life in Christ, and forgiveness that comes through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. The material blessings we enjoy from day to day are temporary. So what are the spiritual blessings we have in Christ? It is both in time while on earth and in eternity, and it's both material and immaterial things. That would be the greatest blessings that we can give one to another. And afterwards, don't leave so soon, because we'll still give you oranges. But it's for you to eat, not for you to think that these are the two gold ingots. It's for you to eat and refresh your body. And there will be tracks inside your little baggie, little goodie bag. And it's about blessings, about this, that is the Fu, that we will have blessings only when we have God in our lives. So first, we shall have this prayer of salvation, which will be the lessons that we learn today. And I would like to pray this prayer. And then if any one of you here have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have not prayed this prayer, you pray it in your heart. We will all pray aloud, but you can pray it in your heart. And if you truly mean this prayer, you would accept the Lord Jesus Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior. I don't need you to raise your hand. I don't need you to stand up. Just sit where you are and I'll pray and you follow me. And if you sincerely in your heart, you want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the blessings that God would give to you, you pray this prayer. Let us pray. I admit that I am a sinner. O Lord God Almighty, I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. He was crucified on the cross, buried, and then rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. I repent of my sins and receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior today. I commit my life to Jesus to love, obey, and serve Him. Through Jesus Christ, my precious Lord, I pray. Amen.